1. It's now 9-9.
Oh, it's 2-1.
Harrison Ford will be unveiling Disney's Star Wars.
I'm really excited. This is the Halloween edition of next week.
Are we ready?
You have reached the point of no return.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I have Rachel Lacey, Ben Goldberg, and Jackson Ammons.
What's up? You guys ready for some Breaking Point action?
What about you, Rachel?
I have about 10 hours of sleep total this week.
I know. Ben's Snapchat over here. He's like, Monday is 4 a.m.,
yeah,
Tuesday's 3 a.m., Wednesday's 2 a.m., wonder what tonight will be. And I'm like, my goodness, Ben.
It's just stressful, like before finals.
All right, how much coffee do you guys consume?
I just got back from Starbucks, and I went this morning, too.
Speaking of coffee, one of our stories is this brand new high-tech thing. They're making these coffee, like chewable coffee.
What?
No way.
I know. It's like this cube-looking thing. You just pop it in your mouth. It's like some gum. But you eat it.
And so, it's energy?
You eat it. I know, yeah. It's coffee.
It's coffee, but in chewable form.
Exactly.
I so need that.
So need that.
I need that and bring it to school. Just like, yeah. Keep a pack. Yeah, that's genius. Like, who would come up with that?
Well, I know, seriously.
Like, sleep-deprived people?
Yes. Sleep-deprived people that like chewable things. Okay. So, 2017 is so close to upon us. And this, in case you guys don't know, this is the last Breaking Point show.
No. And wait, ever?
No, just until the school year. No, I'm telling my own co-host.
I thought you were
air.
Like canceling, like on air. I got scared for a minute.
Surprise.
Yeah, we're off air actually, guys. Gone.
January, the very first week back in January, we'll be right back. We'll be right back and back to normal stuff. We're gonna try. Ethan and I were talking. We're gonna have like a little brainstorming session over break. Try to get some new things here. Rachel said she wants to help us out. We all like might meet up at like a restaurant and just like go through all of our ideas and like stuff like that. So when we come back, it's gonna be a better show than ever.
Ever?
Ever.
I don't know if I can live up to that standard.
You're gonna have to study up like Ben does until like 4 a.m. every night. Okay, before we go to a break, I want to throw out there before this is your last hour. We are announcing the winner, I guess, on like what's happened on our Instagram. We got that special something happening on our Instagram. If you want to check that out, go ahead. We are announcing the winner at the very, very end of the show, not on live. We will announce it on Instagram.
Breakingpoint.whje.
Yep, that's our Instagram handle. Everything having to do with this special something is on the Instagram, so go check it out before this show is over.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't, yeah, I mean.
And good luck.
Good luck. Okay, this next song is a Language City by Wolf Parade. We'll be right back on the Breaking Point.
Of course it's a language.
Yeah, exactly. Language City, Wolf Parade on the Breaking Point.
Language City is a battle place. We all know.
Coming back on air, Ben Goldberg, Rachel Lacey, Ethan Sellers in the studio right now. You missed that shot, didn't you?
I did. That was depressing.
Yeah, shooting paper basketballs never works out.
It doesn't.
I mean, you're going on the WHAE intramural team.
Oh, man. You guys are all going down.
You got to step it up. We're on your team.
Yeah, but
at least I am.
I'm still going to take you out. I'm just that good. I'm going to take you down with me.
I'm taking you down on my team.
If I go down, you're going down with me. Okay. So we got next story, entertainment and pictures. We're kind of thinking, because this is the last Breaking Point show before the year ends. So we'll be back in January, but you know, school's going out. It's finals week next week, so we're literally not allowed to have a show. So we're going to go, and we're talking about our favorite moments of 2016.
This year flew by.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
Wow. It did. That's how I'm kind of feeling about the school year right now.
Yeah.
But we've Ethan and I have took the courtesy. We've gone around the school, and we asked people what their favorite moment of 2016 was, and this is what we found.
All right. My favorite moment of 2016 was when school ended last year. There we go.
From high school winning state.
My favorite moment of 2016 was the Cubs winning the World Series.
My favorite moment in 2016 was the Cleveland Cavaliers winning the finals.
I turned 17.
I'm spending time at Thanksgiving with my family and friends.
All right, my favorite moment of 2016 was releasing some new Mitchell and AJ Vlogs YouTube videos.
My memory from 2016 would definitely be winning state for football. It was a really fun game and really exciting.
My favorite moment of 2016 is I got to go on the Japanese exchange program at Carmel High School.
On the first day of school, when Jackson Ammons walked into my classroom, that was my favorite moment of 2016.
My favorite moment of 2016 was going on my mission trip to St. Kitts.
Winning nationals at BOA.
And what's BOA?
Bands of America.
2016 has been an absolute dumpster fire. The best part will be when it's over.
You're on the Breaking Point. So on the Breaking Point, we like to have some stories, some cool stories, and we like to play a game with you guys. For you, we've selected Breaking Feud. So very first question, Ethan, I'll do odds. You do even.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, name an animal with a gigantic mouth. Ben.
A hippopotamus.
A hippo is number 4.
A tiger.
A tiger's not on there. That,
what?
That goes
they
to
like
Ben.
Roar.
They roar.
They roar. They don't have a big mouth, though.
What has a bigger mouth?
What was number one?
Hippo.
An elephant.
What?
I would have thought.
I feel like a hippo would have a bigger mouth, though, like...
Yeah. It's just in those videos of them eating watermelon.
It's definitely bigger.
Those mouths are huge.
It definitely is bigger. It just means that more people think of elephant first.
That's kind of weird.
All right.
Wow.
Going along with like the huge theme, name another word for huge.
Big.
She won.
She won. Okay, tied up 1-1. Question number 3. Name something people use to make a wish with. Ben.
A wand.
A wand is not on there.
What? Oh, okay. I have 2.
Okay, and you have 1.
You gotta choose 1.
Oh, man.
5.
Let's just go
4.
Stars.
What?
Stars? You like wish upon a star or coins. Coins, final answer.
No, she said stars. She said stars.
You like wish upon a star.
Either way, she would have won.
Okay, good.
The answer is shooting star, but...
See, that's what I thought of.
We'll give you that.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll give you that. So wait, is it 1-2 going
one,
to Rachel right
one
now?
1-2, yes. Rachel.
Oh, come on, Ben.
What do you mean, come on, Ben? It should have been a wand. What else do you grant wishes with besides a wand?
Coins.
Name a way that you know your dog is happy to see you. Rachel.
Barks.
Barks is not
on there. No, that was not a good
there.
Choice.
Can you repeat the question?
Name a way you know your dog is happy to see you. So, like, what does your dog do?
I don't have a dog, but...
I don't either.
Based off of Clifford, he would wag his tail.
Wag tail's number 1.
That was a good one. Barks. Oh, well, I still won.
Barks?
Don't dogs
bark at you when they're angry?
Okay, well, first of all, I don't have a dog, so I don't have the experience.
Well, he didn't have a dog
either, yeah.
Okay, it's just like initial reaction. Don't they like bark when they're happy that you're home?
No.
Like
don't they bite
door?
You when they're happy? Oh, yeah, don't they
that
bite
was
you?
Another
okay,
answer.
Yeah, there we go. Yep.
Oh, but that's kind of sad. I don't like that. Okay.
Hey, you're tuned into the Breaking Point, 91.3 WHJE The Edge in Carmel, Indiana. We have Kelsey Atchison, Ben McDonald, and Ethan Sellers all on the mic right now. It's a brand new show. Kelsey has never been on the show before, so we're going to have to introduce her in a second.
Welcome.
Oh, hi.
Welcome. Yeah, there you go.
Hi, Ben.
Ben McDonald.
Welcome.
He's been on once, so it's kind of fun. And he thinks he can take on Kelsey in the game we're going to play later. Okay, next up we have Super Police coming up. We'll talk about that after the break. It's weird. I'm not going to lie. It's really weird. Super Police, and they're coming out with all these high-tech gadgets and stuff. We'll be here to break it down for you guys. And
on the Breaking Point.
On the Breaking Point, all that stuff. Next up.
Ba-dum-bum.
We got Death of a Bachelor by Panic of the Disco. Coming up brand new on WHAE The Edge.
Do I look lonely? I see the shadows on my face. Death of a Bachelor.
91.3 The Edge. Kelsey Atchison, Ben McDonald, and Ethan Sellers all in the studio right now.
That was hot.
That was hot? You like that song?
Oh, that was straight fire.
I felt it in my soul.
I mean, we had the music blaring just a little loud in here, jamming out and getting ready for this next story. The Super Police.
What?
Super.
Like what? RoboCop?
Like RoboCop?
Sounds like a movie.
I know. No, it's the self-driving... motorcycles, pretty much, and they look like. Have you guys ever seen the movie Tron?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And they look like those bikes. I mean, they don't have like the little like death beams coming out the back of them.
Oh, that's
but
good.
That's what they look
Those
like.
Those are cool.
I know. They look really cool, but it is the police. And they're using these. Okay, so it's the police, and pretty much it's to get the police out of danger. You're using these self-driving motorcycles, and the police are back in like the headquarters or some whatever driving these motorcycles, and the police can give people like mobile tickets kind of now. So they can scan your license plate and send you a text or email and give you a ticket without having to pull you over now.
But the police car would be in charge of doing that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's just eliminating.
So it's all artificial intelligence then, right?
I know.
I don't like it.
Why don't you like
it? I don't know if I'd like it either.
I feel like, because I watched, I want to say it was a CNN thing, about how like...
CNN.
about how like people have now figured out how to hack into your like little car things.
Yeah, if you have a key fob, yeah, they can get into your car.
Yeah, that. And so I feel like that they're going to do that with these cop cars and then just like... go mayhem.
Yeah, but I watched a video and it was of this guy who was in a high speed like chase of these women who had taken some stuff from a store. Like they shoplifted and they ended up like hitting a minivan with a family in it because he had to chase them to get them to pull over to give them like an arrest because they had stolen stuff, and it ended up like hurting a bunch of people. So he was like, we should not be able to high speed chase. We should instead just give tickets, and this fixes the problem. I like it.
I like 91.3 The Breaking Point. We have Kelsey Atchison and Ben McDonald, Kelsey Atchison in the studio right now on Breaking Point. It's Kelsey's first time being on air, Ben's second on time on air. And so this is what we have. We're playing this one game called Guess the Word. And we've got a list of, I think, 11 words each for each contestant.
Okay.
And they're going to try to have their partner guess the word that they're going to say. So, for example.
This is fun. Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, so you use this to type onto the computer.
Keyboard.
You wear these on your feet in order to keep your feet warm.
Boots.
Under your boots.
Stockings? Socks?
Okay, yeah. He's the guy who brings your presents on Christmas.
Santa Claus.
And then it's the lead reindeer with the red nose.
Rudolph.
And then this is what Santa brings.
Presents.
These are what you wear in your ears in the hallway so earbuds. You can listen to music. Yeah. It's the biggest country in the world behind Russia.
Oh, Asia?
I mean, country.
Wait, country.
It's in Asia, yeah.
In Asia, China.
Yeah, and then you wear this over you to keep you warm when you're walking up the trail.
Scarf.
No, like...
Coat.
No.
Jacket.
Yes, okay. It's what you drink out of H2O.
Water, glass, bottle.
Yeah, okay, so this is what plays when you're in the hallways listening with those headphones.
Music.
And then this is a red and white striped hook-shaped candy in Christmas.
Candy cane.
Yep.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was awesome. Let's she got go. All 11 in the last one. This is a red and white hook shaped candy. That's awesome.
I got really excited.
Thank you for tuning into The Breaking Point for this entire year, for last year, and
thanks,
moving
guys.
On to 2017. It's really weird to say this show started in 2015.
Yeah, that is.
It started in 2015.
That's a long time ago.
It's about to be 2017. Thanks for all the memories. Thanks for all that good stuff. Looking forward to next year. Happy holidays. Happy winter break. Enjoy all that. And we'll see you into the 2017.
See you later.
Here's Bye.
Here's ex-ambassadors, Renegades on the Edge.